Well, that's more like it. What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatics, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens, taking you in the post until midnight following a 76ers win, 131-109 over the visiting New York Knicks, improving to 21-12. This coming off of the loss on Monday, where a lot of people were frustrated with how things played out against the San Antonio Spurs in the second night of a back-to-back. But they get back home, they pick up the W, and they get ready for Saturday hosting the Toronto Raptors. Should be a fun contest on Saturday. But we're here to talk about this particular one where they dominated this game. Yes, there was a time where you looked at it and you said, uh-oh, the New York Knicks are going to make their run. And they did. They got it down to 3 points, but the Sixers did what they did all night. They found a way to get it done defensively. They put together a nice defensive effort, put their runs together. You had an aggressive Ben Simmons. We always talk about it, the aggressive Ben Simmons, and he was simply that. You heard him during the post-game coverage with Tom McGinnis talk about how frustrated he was. During Brian Seltzer's post-game show, spoke again to the assembled media about how frustrated he was, basically going out there and taking it out on the opposition, specifically Noah Vonleh when he dunked on him, staring him down. I love it. I love it. I love it. Like seeing that from Ben Simmons. I want to see more of that from Ben Simmons. And I know a lot of people like to say Ben Simmons is soft and he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. Well, not saying that that indicates anything, but the aggressiveness that we saw from him, 5 of 10 from the floor, 13 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 turnovers in his 30 minutes of play. Nice showing tonight. His 16th career triple-doubles. He just keeps racking those up. His third on the season for this campaign. And he just had a nice overall game. And he just liked the aggression that he played again. Always talk about the aggression with Ben Simmons. Whenever he plays that way, more often than not, good things happen for this basketball team, obviously for him as an individual, but good things happen for this basketball team when he is playing that way. So I love seeing that from Ben Simmons. He comes out again with the triple-double tonight for the Sixers in 30 minutes and 39 seconds. Jimmy Butler off of a very, very non-productive game against the San Antonio Spurs, where he called out his own play with only 6 points. Gives you 20 tonight for the 76ers. Gets to the free throw line. Very active, very aggressive again for him, doing what he does, getting to the free throw line. And a nice, efficient night once again. 6 of 9 from the floor overall, only taking 1 3-pointer. We know that's not really his game. He can do it, not necessarily what he does best, but 6 of 9 from the floor. Very efficient again for Jimmy Butler. 3 steals, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Nice stat line across the board. I know it's just the New York Knicks. You can say it over and over again. It's just the New York Knicks. Well, we've seen the Sixers play against the Brooklyn Nets. Not saying that the Knicks and the Nets are necessarily on the same level. They all play hard, but there's a different way of how the 76ers match up against the Brooklyn Nets, where they give them problems and the New York Knicks do not. So they go out there, they get this necessary win, they get the W. I'm not complaining. I'm not going overboard either. But I know it's important for them to get this win, rack up these W's, stay paced with everyone else in the Eastern Conference, and continue to rack up that number on the left side of that win-loss column and raise it up higher and higher and higher and make sure that seeding is right when we're talking about the end of April heading into the postseason, because Toronto is good. Boston is playing well, even though they lost to the Phoenix Suns tonight. Nice win for the Phoenix Suns on the road. Milwaukee is good. Indiana is good. And of course, you are good. And with this roster being nice, not great, you have to get the wins that you know you can beat that basketball team and just keep racking them up, get them done. And they got it done tonight again, 131-109. Joel Embiid with another double-double, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 10 of 17 from the floor overall. Nice showing from him again tonight. An efficient night for him as well. 4 turnovers. We talk about that. This is something that we're going to see with both he and Ben Simmons. They're going to have to, as they get older and play in this league for a long time, they're going to have to get better at that going forward. But tonight, it did not bother them. 24 points again, 10 rebounds for Joel Embiid as the 76ers pick up this win. Only got to the free throw line four times, and he gets up for Enes Kanter, as we know, because Enes Kanter is an instigator. He likes to talk a little bit. You know Joel Embiid likes to talk. So whenever he plays against these certain players, we know he really gets things going. 24 and 10 for Joel Embiid tonight. J.J. Redick surpassing the 10,000 point career mark. Congratulations to him for the amount of years that he's been in the league, the amount of jump shots he's taken, the amount of bumps, hits, curls that he's run just to get those shots off. 10,000 points is no small feat. So congratulations to J.J. Redick. He got 14 points for the Sixers tonight on 5 of 13 shooting. Only 1 3-pointer made tonight. 1 of 4 from behind the 3-point line. But got the W. Not going to complain too much. This is what you get from a shooter like J.J. Redick. You're going to have those nights where he goes 10 of 15. You're going to have these nights where he goes 5 of 17. Tonight, 5 of 13. 14 points for the veteran sharpshooter. Also, the new young clone of J.J. Redick, right? New young clone. Landry Shamet off the bench. 6 of 10 from the floor for 17 points. He picked up the slack for J.J. Redick, his mentor, from behind the three-point line, knocking down 4 of his 7 attempts from deep in 22 minutes. The young rookie playing well, matching almost the total of Kevin Knox, the number 9 overall pick in the 2018 NBA draft, where Landry Shamet was selected 26th by the 76ers. 17 for Shamet, 21 for Kevin Knox. We understand different teams, different expectations for these two squads, but Landry Shamet in this role with this team, with the expectations higher, again, not afraid to shoot the basketball. We've seen it plenty of times already with him that he can get things going. Tonight was his night. 17 points for Landry Shamet off the bench. TJ McConnell, 7 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals in 20 minutes of action, 3 of 6 from the floor. Knocked down a corner 3 as well. Took 2 attempts. 1 make, that one being a corner 3 for TJ McConnell. Stared the bench down as well. I'm sure someone on that New York Knicks bench said something to TJ McConnell, which prompted him to turn around and take a look and say something. Mike Muscala, 3 of 9 from the field, 3 of 7 from deep for his 9 points and 7 rebounds, contributing on the glass as well in 26 minutes. Furkan Korkmaz, a light night for Furkan as he gave you 9 points, but you'll take it. 2 of 3 from deep, 3 of 4 from the field overall. Amir Johnson, Demetrius Jackson, Shake Milton, they all got into action. Everyone who played stepped on the floor for the 76ers tonight. They were able to get their names in the scoring column as the 76ers again come away victorious, 131-109. We talk about the bench production for this team a lot, where there are oftentimes it's non-existent. Tonight they gave them a good effort. 17 from Shamet, 7 from McConnell, 9 each from Muscala and Korkmaz. And then, of course, Amir Johnson, Demetrius Jackson, and Shake Milton coming in at the end when the game was out of hand for 3 minutes and 47 seconds. But they were able to get in the scoring column for the Sixers. So, again, a nice bench production for the 76ers. That's something that you hope they can build off of, because we speak often about how the depth is not there for the 76ers, and you want something like this to happen for them going forward, where you can take some of the pressure off of the starters. Wilson Chandler, we know he's in there to be that hard screener, great passer, right, for a big man, that versatile forward, defending both the 3 and the 4, being able to switch, in the Sixers Billy Lane-led style of defense, where you want to be able to switch on a perimeter for Ben Simmons, for Jimmy Butler. Wilson Chandler just goes out and does what he does, 6 points, 8 rebounds, picks up 5 fouls. This is what you're going to get from him. You're not going to get a scoring outburst quite often anymore out of Wilson Chandler at this stage of his career. So you're going to need someone off the bench like Muscala and Shamet and Korkmaz to come in and give you some points to offset what you're not getting point-wise from Wilson Chandler. They may not be able to do what he does defensively very well, rebounding very well, all the small things that Wilson Chandler does to help out a team. They may not be able to do those things, but they can score to take some of that pressure off of a player like Wilson Chandler, where you're asking him to do the other small things. So overall, good team win tonight over the New York Knicks, 21 and 12 now for the Sixers. The Knicks 9-24 in the season after this 131-109 victory at home at the center in front of another sellout crowd, beating the New York Knicks 131-109. The Sixers are back on the floor on Saturday at the center hosting the Toronto Raptors. So they get a couple of days off Thursday and Friday. It's a rare opportunity for the team to get into the practice facility in Camden, get a little work in, and try to clean up some things that you may not like. They did protect the basketball tonight, which is very rare. Only 10 turnovers for the Sixers tonight, which is fantastic. 7 between Embiid and Simmons. So again, the guys who have the ball the most, turning the ball over at a higher rate. By the time the playoff comes, you just hope that they're able to do that. And they got like a team on Saturday against the Toronto Raptors, where we've seen 28 turnovers for the 76ers against a very good, stingy defensive team like the Toronto Raptors. You look at this film and you say, hey guys, why can't we do this? I know it's only the Knicks, but don't you want to protect the basketball against the Toronto Raptors because they are a better team and you don't want to give them an opportunity to get extra possessions and easier opportunities at the rim, at the basket, and out on the perimeter? You want to protect the basketball the same way you do against this bad team like the Knicks. 10 turnovers, 14 points off of those turnovers the Knicks had on the Sixers. Knicks only giving up the ball 8 times, the Sixers notching 12 points for them off of the turnovers. Shooting-wise from the field, 53.4% for the 76ers, 47 of 88 from the floor, 37 of 86 for New York for 43%. Each team getting up a 30 spot from behind a three-point line. 30 for the Sixers, 31 for the Knicks. Sixers, though, shot 15 of 30, 50%. Knicks, only 32%. A nice advantage there for the 76ers. Free throw line, 6 more opportunities for New York, 25 of 31. Sixers, 88%, 22 of 35. And on the glass, Tom McGinnis mentioned this as well as Brian Seltzer did, 51 to 35, just crushing New York on the glass. That is Ben Simmons with 11, Joel Embiid with 10, Wilson Chandler 8, Mike Muscala 7, and on and on and on. You get the 4-3-2. And again, total team effort tonight for this basketball team getting this win, 131-109. This is In the Post. We carry you until midnight, 610-632-0975. Let's talk about this win. I know it was the New York Knicks. They were supposed to beat them. Well, they're supposed to beat the Brooklyn Nets. They're supposed to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. On and on and on. Sometimes you drop these games. They did what they were supposed to do tonight, routing this basketball team. So let's chat about it until midnight again. 610-632-0975. We're going to run this quick break. Come right back. We start off with Dean in Mount Airy. We'll get to everyone else on the phones once again. 610-632-0975. 25 minutes commercial free after this break right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Cherokee lease, 36 months, 3640 due at signing, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, tags, and destination fees additional. Includes all rebates and incentives. Offer ends 1-2-18. See dealer for full details.
Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is bringing joy to the world this month during the 2018 Big Finish event. Save up to $12,000 off every new 2018 and 2019 Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Only at Spirit. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing in the Delaware Valley, regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Cherokee, your choice, for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do not miss the 2018 Big Finish event at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Swedesboro. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we're selling excitement.
Spirit.
Maybe you know exactly how you want the ring to look, or maybe you won't know it until you see it. Either way, when you're ready to ask, Jared is ready to help. With our incredible assortment of loose diamonds and on-site design center, we make it easy to find or create the perfect ring. And with our price match guarantee, we're devoted to helping you get it at a price you'll love. Just shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
This is Trey Thomas, and it's game day. And that means two things, football and betting on football. And the place to handle all of your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now taking bets in New Jersey. Bet now on the app or WilliamHill.com. Put your money where your mouth is and place your bet right now at William Hill, America's number one sports book. The world bets with William Hill. 21 and up only, must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment, and we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts, at least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's. Always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hey, little man, I promise I'm gonna stop smoking because I don't want to miss a single moment of your life. I found a great place to help, Poppy's Vapor Lounge. Poppy's owner quit smoking when his grandpa introduced him to vaping. That's why he named his stores Poppy's. To honor his grandfather and help people quit smoking with the lowest prices and best selection on vaping supplies.
Poppy's Vapor Lounge in Marlton and Turnersville. Use promo code SIMPLE for 10% off at poppiesvapor.com.
Sports talk for Ben Salem and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns. And you listen to my cuz, Devon Gibbons, on 97.5 The Fanatic. He's up.
Yeah, big win for them, too, tonight over the Boston Celtics, helping out the Philadelphia 76ers, broadcasting again from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast and Devon Gibbons. That, of course, Mikal Bridges of the Phoenix Suns. He had to sneak in the V's up as the Sixers win tonight, 131-109 over the visiting New York Knicks. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the game. We'll get into a little more deeper into things with the 76ers as well. But we do want to get, if you're coming from the center and you want to get in, we're in the post until midnight. 610-632-0975. So a lot to talk about with the team overall, but a good win. Let's start off in Mount Airy with Dean on 97.5. Dean, what's going on, man, in the post?
What's up, Devon? I'm loving Ben with the angry, the aggressive Ben.
I like angry Ben.
That's right. I love angry Ben taking charge and not waiting for things to come to him. He had a triple-double the other night, and now he's back, come back strong.
Yeah, he did, man. I mean, listen, the number, when you look at the point total, you say, all right, he only had 13. He put up 10 shots. But you can, the feel was out there. You could feel that Ben Simmons was out there and there was something to him tonight. I mean, we're talking about a potential all-star level player in this league. But, and again, this is his 16th triple-double of his career. So it's not like this is uncommon for him. But the way, sometimes you just have a different feel, even though you don't put up a high number in points.
You know what else I found out? Ben's picking his spots. He's maturing a lot when we're picking his spots and finding his move to the basket, not just the breakaway slams, but he's finding his way to the basket. And you can see the maturity in him. And him and Joel, by not turning the ball over. That was one of my pet peeves with them all year.
But yeah, and young players are going to turn the ball over, and they have it as much as they do. You know, you're asking for, especially with the high usage rate of those two players and them being the stars. It's going to happen, and as they get older, they'll clean that stuff up.
And you know what? I got a question for you, Devon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by this being the time of the year, because, you know, January starts the playoff period, but to be on this kind of run at the end of the month is excellent, man. It points out good for us coming out in May and around time that we're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, and you wish that these games like Saturday, man, a big one, Dean. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you starting us off. Saturday is a big one for the Sixers, again, hosting the Toronto Raptors, who tonight did win over the Indiana Pacers. A little bit of controversy. A foul could have been called on OG Anunoby hitting Bogdanovich as he was taking a shot as time expired for the Indiana Pacers. And the Toronto Raptors are coming off of a nice win. And I don't know what their schedule is as I look at it right now. The Raptors, first of all, standing-wise, you know they're at the top with 24-9 record. The Sixers are now in third place after Indiana loses. They are in third place, three games behind the Raptors, one game behind the Milwaukee Bucks, and half a game up on the Indiana Pacers. And the Raptors, after tonight's game, they play the Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday. And that's good for the Sixers, coming from Toronto after playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. They will host the Cleveland Cavaliers at home on a second night of a back-to-back. You hope the Sixers can take advantage of it. If Kawhi Leonard is playing on that second night of a back-to-back, great. If not, okay, they're still a very good basketball team. So you go out there and you handle your business. I do not care that it's on the second night of a back-to-back. We just got frustrated with the Sixers for losing the way they did in San Antonio on the second night of a back-to-back. So you take it for what it is, and you get the W. You build off of it, and hopefully on Saturday the Sixers can definitely do that against the Raptors. 610-632-0975. Sam in Lancaster joins us next in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Sam?
How you doing, Devon?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. So good win tonight. Always nice taking care of a team in your own division.
Yeah.
Handily. You know, much needed win. You know, as far as the bench goes, you know, I've made my points known on Markelle Fultz before, how I think he's blatantly, if you've been attuned to this situation, pretty much faking his second injury. You know, from everything that you could tell, you know, from the whole standpoint of him and his team being so adamant about it not being a mental problem, and then, you know, this coming out of nowhere with him the whole time saying he was fine, taking 130 jumpers plus during the summer, and him on record in videos and interviews saying that his shoulder feels better than it did even before. It's just disappointing because of the fact that it holds them hostage as far as making a move, a much needed move for their bench. And what I kind of want to talk about and get your opinion on is, you know, what move could possibly be made, if any move could be made. Now, I'm looking at the Western Conference, and I'm pretty much rolling out any team in the Western Conference. We're looking at the last place Phoenix Suns and the second to last team in the Western Conference, Utah Jazz. The West is tight. So everybody up from the Phoenix Suns is in contention for playoff spots in the West. So I would totally rule them out. Now, I just don't know what team we could make a deal with and what that deal would look like. I do believe Elton Brand is looking for a deal to be made because we do desperately need bench help. Now, him faking his second injury really hurts his trade value, which already wasn't good. But what deal do you think could be made and what team, you know, what could be done?
Well, first, I'll say this, and as you say, faking the injury, I've always said that I thought it was something a little more mental, like you have, and not saying that there wasn't something there before where, as a young player, as a player in general, Sam, listen, thanks for the call. we've talked about it before. And I'm not going as far as saying he's faking anything. I can't do that because I don't know. Now, I will say that I do think that there's more something in his head than it is the actual shot. But they've diagnosed him with this thing, and he's out there in L.A. working on things to get himself better to try to get back on the floor. Deal-wise, Sam, it's tough to say. Yes, Elton Brand is out there trying to probably add to this basketball team. I'm saying, yes, he is. I'm not going to say probably. Yes, he is trying to add to this basketball team. Of course he is. Why wouldn't he? We all see what they see, what we see, that they need help a little bit off the bench, a lot off the bench. And he's out there doing his job to try to help make this basketball team better, so when they do get into the postseason, when they do face off against these top teams in the Eastern Conference, that they can hold their own against those basketball teams. What is out there, Sam? It's hard to say, man. I know the Jazz, the Suns, those teams. Yeah, the Jazz are going to make their run. They're going to be in the playoff contention. There are going to be other teams that fall. Sacramento Kings playing well. They'll drop back down. There are others that'll be there. They'll drop down. And then you'll have this better teams elevate. The Portland Trailblazers, they'll be in the mix. The Utah Jazz, again, they'll be back. Will San Antonio be there? The one thing I had questioned about the Phoenix Suns, Sam, and everybody else, why let go of Tyson Chandler with the buyout right away? And the same for Austin Rivers. Why not do it later on as the season goes on and trade them and get something back? Maybe it is a younger player that you want to have build with this team. Right? So that was a little weird. But all that said, they're both going from Phoenix Suns. I don't know what you can get from Phoenix at this point that's going to help your basketball team. I know the Josh Jackson stuff that people like to talk about. Maybe he is a trade candidate now that Kelly Oubre is there. I would probably like Kelly Oubre on my team maybe a little more because of the offensive play. If he plays with that energy, Josh Jackson has a lot to work on still. I don't see anybody else trade it. Maybe Jamal Crawford. Is that someone you want? I think the Sixers really are going to have to monitor the buyout period at the end of February, similar to what they did last year with Bellinelli and Ilyasova coming in as buyout candidates. That's what you're going to have to focus on, in my opinion, to see where those types of players are going to be released. So to your point, Sam, those teams on the back end, when they see a situation where they can buy out a player like Ilyasova and Bellinelli, that's, in my opinion, Sam, where we're really going to have to keep an eye on and see who's out there, what's out there to add to this basketball team that could potentially help. Because I don't know what you can trade at this point. Markelle Fultz, I hope he comes back. I have no idea if he will or won't. None of us do. The Sixers aren't handling this. This is Raymond Brothers, his agent slash lawyer, handling all of this stuff. So we don't know if he's going to return. And if he does return, who is he going to be? Is this now all of a sudden, after working all summer with Drew Hanlon, trying to work on his shot and fix things, going to straighten things out? Have no idea. Have no idea. I know I didn't say I have no idea. I'm just simply saying, have no idea. No clue. No clue. So they do miss him overall because he's an extra body. They do miss him overall because he's an athletic body. And they miss him overall because he's a skilled player in the NBA. Period. So right now, they're going to have to go with what they have off the bench. That is Shamet, McConnell, Muscala, and Korkmaz as your nine-man rotation. If Markelle Fultz was there, yes, that rotation would be a little bit tighter. Or it could be a 10-man rotation right now because it's early in the season. As the season progresses, Brett Brown is going to have to shorten his bench rotation. Maybe Korkmaz falls out of that rotation a little bit. That will probably be it for me. If Fultz was there, you're talking Fultz, Shamet, McConnell, and Muscala. But then you're also looking at it being very short in terms of height. Where's your height? Mike Muscala, is it? Because Wilson Chandler is starting, that changes your bench again. Jonah Bolden, Demetrius Jackson and Shake Milton are ready to contribute. Maybe they're saving Amir Johnson for the playoffs because things slow down a little bit. Even the game is still a little bit faster. But this is what you're going to have to run with right now. Zaire Smith is not walking through that door right now. Neither is Markelle Fultz. Jonah Bolden can't help you right this moment. And Justin Patton can't help you either at this time because of his foot. So this is what you have. Can they win these games with your star players, of course, in the starting lineup, along with Wilson Chandler, who is a nice player, and what you have with the four rotational guys off the bench? Can you win with this squad right now? They're already at 21. You make that trade for Jimmy Butler for a reason, okay? You make that trade for Jimmy Butler for a reason to kind of offset those things that you may not get production-wise from the bench, and the fact that he just gives you a big three component in today's NBA, which is much needed to win in this league. 610-632-0975. Again, in case you're just joining us, the Sixers pick up another win, 21st of the season now, 21-12 on the season, 131-109 over the New York Knicks, led by Joel Embiid's double-double, 24-10. Ben Simmons, his 16th career triple-double, 13 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Okay? 10 assists. 5 of 10 from the floor. Yeah, 3 turnovers, but we expect that from Ben at this point, right? So let's not lose our minds over that. They only had 10 turnovers tonight, 7 between their two stars, 4 from Embiid, 3 from Simmons. But a good win nonetheless over the New York Knicks. 20 from Jimmy Butler, 14 from J.J. Redick, 17 off the bench for Landry Shamet. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones with Israel in Elkins Park on In the Post. What's up, Izzy?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
What's happening, man?
I'm good. I was just talking to your producer. Zaire Smith is gone. He's done.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to be able to help you right now.
We should have kept your cousin.
Well,
I don't know what that move was all about. But I'm looking at the Sixers right now. I mean, we're clearly top three in our division in the East, but also Toronto's actually they're 6-4 in their last 10 games. They've been a little shaky as well, like all of these teams are beatable, especially if Butler plays throughout the whole series. If nobody gets hurt, everything's a toss-up. Boston has come back, but they come back against Drek. Like, they haven't played anybody.
Yeah, but we can say the same about the Sixers beating the Knicks tonight. A win is a win.
Absolutely. And I actually think we're going to beat the Raptors in Boston. I don't know. I think the Boston game on Christmas is in Boston, is in at the Wells Fargo.
It's in Boston, 5:30 tip, right here on the Fanatic.
That's a W. That's a W.
Ooh,
that's a W.
Okay.
And we're coming back with Butler. I mean, I do want the Sixers to make another move. It's gonna be very. Do you have any interest in Austin Rivers?
Austin Rivers is going to sign with the Memphis Grizzlies. I did not anyway, no.
Okay.
Yep, so he thanks for the call, man. He's a scorer. Yes, he will give you that. Sometimes he gives you effort on defense. It's a moot point at this point because he's going to sign with the Memphis Grizzlies, but I guess where they were right now, I mean, it's another guard. They need some size off that bench as well. I know Amir Johnson is there, and I'm one who's always supported Amir Johnson and his inclusion on this basketball team. They need some size, though. They need some more wings. 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". They need some more shooting. Belinelli, Ilyasova. I know we bring up that Ilyasova name. He got $21 million from Milwaukee. I think it was 3 for 21. That was a little bit steep for me. But you understand the value. And the only reason I say it's a little bit steep for me is because in the postseason against Boston specifically, both he and Belinelli, albeit very good shooters, they didn't shoot well and they couldn't defend. Now, while Ilyasova can rebound the basketball very well, he just couldn't knock down a shot.
against the Boston Celtics at all. Doesn't mean I wouldn't have wanted him back at a lower number, but I wasn't giving him $7 million a year, three for 21. I just couldn't do that. But can you find that player elsewhere for the 76ers in the buyout period? 610-632-0975. I'm trying to look really fast at the, before we get to Brian, I'm looking at some of the teams, Chicago, Atlanta, Cleveland, New York. These are teams that will be potential buyout candidates at the end of the season. Courtney Lee comes to mind for New York. For Cleveland, I know a lot of people wrote up Rodney Hood, a name like that. I like Rodney Hood, but I don't see them buying him out. J.R. Smith, what happens there? Do they eventually let him go and allow him to try to find a spot with a playoff team? Would that interest you? I know we brought the name up before. Atlanta, Kent Bazemore, that would intrigue me. A lot of money, but that would intrigue me because of who he is, what he does. If he's bought out, I don't think they would buy him out because he's still a valuable player for them, so maybe they'll trade for him. And Chicago, they just simply have a lot of young players. Robin Lopez, you don't want anything there. And Justin Holiday, I like, but they're not going to move him either. They're going to let him stay there potentially. And I say Justin Holiday because of the length. Defensively, you can use that, and he can knock down a shot. Phoenix, Utah, which, I think Utah jumps back up. Man, the West is just loaded. Someone is going to fall out, right? Sacramento is going to probably fall out again. Dallas, can they keep it up? Minnesota, New Orleans, Robert Covington playing very well for the Minnesota Timberwolves since he's joined that team. I don't know. Someone always pops up on that buyout list. Always. Maybe someone we don't even expect, but that's what Elton Brand and his crew are, you know, doing their thing for, to figure out if there's anyone out there to help add to this basketball team. But a good win tonight over the Knicks, nevertheless, 131-109. We go in the post with Brian in Plymouth Meeting on 97.5. What's up, B?
Yo, G, how's it going?
Good, man. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and the fam.
Thank you.
So everybody wants to talk about shooting. To me, it's our defense that is just killing us. You know, we're not getting, we can't get stops when we need them. And, you know, we're not getting the transition bucket, the easy transition stuff that we got last year. I mean, I think they just went too overboard just trying to get everybody to be a shooter. And we just got, obviously, you know, the injuries and the craziness with Fultz, whatever, but.
And Smith.
You know, that Spurs game, just watching McConnell get hung out to dry on DeMar DeRozan the other night, I almost got kicked out of an establishment screaming at the TV.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's what they do to you, right?
But I mean, I think we.
Well, see, and that's when real fast, B. When I look at the Chicago Bulls and I say, okay, the Chicago Bulls, maybe something there with Justin Holiday. It's not a sexy name, but it's an athletic wing that can probably help you out a little bit for the remainder of the season if he became available.
Yeah, I'm all about it, and then you know, to me, you know, our first round pick this year, you can toss that. You know, I'm fine with them trading that off. The other second round picks, I would definitely like to keep the Bulls' second round pick.
Yeah,
because that's going to be a pretty nice one, and that's not going to hurt them in free. You know, it's not going to be a salary that is guaranteed, so that won't hurt their flexibility next offseason.
Yeah,
but to me, the thing, and you know, I've always been super positive, optimistic about Brett Brown and patient. He has got to start staggering Simmons and Butler, so one of those guys is on the court at all times. I mean, that lineup where he plays four guys that can't defend a lick with Embiid, it's wearing Embiid down. That lineup just gets killed every game we play a solid team, and it just puts them behind the eight ball. He's got to start staggering Simmons and Butler so that one of those guys is on the court at all times.
Yeah, and then the other one, a lot of people will say, can you stagger Simmons and Embiid at times and try to figure that out as well? B, thanks for the call, man. Again, happy holidays to you and the family. That's the other one where you can Brett Brown try to find a way to do that, and we'll see how it all plays out. Listen, he doesn't have an easy job. He has a tough job, but that's what he gets paid the big bucks for, to figure it out. has some nice coaches on that coaching staff. Billy Lang is the one who is heading up the defensive side of things. He's the defensive coach. Monty Williams is the offensive coach. So that heavy switch everything out there in the perimeter and having B back protecting the paint, protecting the rim, that's what they like to go with. And you're right, against the San Antonio Spurs, T.J. McConnell, he's going to give the effort, but sometimes the offense is just better. We know DeMar DeRozan is an elite offensive player in this league. Tough, tough matchup, and that's where the help has to come in. Again, just need more length. You need some more athletic guys out there. No Zaire Smith definitely hurts. No Markelle Fultz definitely hurts. And we don't know if Zaire Smith was going to be good at all. We have no clue. But coming in, being touted as someone who can give you some energy on the defensive end, athleticism on the offensive side, run the floor, fill the lanes in the fast breaks, and maybe get you some easy dunks, some easy layups, excite the crowd, some weak side shot blocking for a guard that's, what, 6'4", and can just jump out of the gym. They don't have it right now, so you have to go with what you have. They have 21 wins. We know they're a good basketball team. Elton Brand and the front office, Mark Eversley, Ned Cohen and company, they will figure things out. They will. They're not going to just stand pat. They have already been aggressive by going out there and get Jimmy Butler. Has it taken away from your depth a bit because of no Covington and no Šarić? Sure. Absolutely. Because if Šarić is starting, I mean, Wilson Chandler's coming off the bench. You have some size, some toughness, versatility off the bench to go with Muscala and Shamet. Right now, again, no Patton, no Bolden, no Fultz, and on and on and on, no Smith. You don't have those players out there giving you something to go off of. So what do you have? You have guards coming off of your bench. Shamet, McConnell, Korkmaz, who's technically a wing, but he's so small, and defensively he gets beat up because he is so small. It's unfair almost. And then you have Mike Muscala. So this is what you have. Can they win? That's why you have three stars plus J.J. Redick. So the big three and the sharpshooter and J.J. Redick. Let's see how things play out. Nice game coming up on Saturday, we hope, against the Toronto Raptors to get things going this weekend. Should be fun. Heading into the Eagles game as well, right? 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight. Sixers win 131-109 over the Knicks, picking up win number 21 on the season. We're talking about it until midnight. 610-632-0975. Let's chat right here on The Fanatic.
You've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users, and that's just the beginning. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time that I love. Odd Boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to get your winnings early. FanDuel Sportsbook offers some of the most competitive lines around. Do you like the birds this week? Well, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport with my code Jason. Signing up is simple. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with the promo code Jason and make your first bet on any money line, spread, prop. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from The Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Tis the season, and you know what that means.
The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Culleton.
My name is Chance. I was a lead technician and good at my job until I suffered a devastating car accident in my work truck. The truck flipped and I was barely injured. Even though I was the victim and the police blamed the other driver, the company where I worked and its insurance company treated me horribly. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Culleton. They referred me to top specialists who offered incredible care. They brought me back to good health. Swartz Culleton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Culleton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Culleton. Swartz Culleton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. The holiday season is here, so come and celebrate in style at Creekside Cabaret's XXXmas Bash, hosted by Triple X star Roxy Delight, with a complimentary gourmet buffet on Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday night football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Hey, little man, I promise I'm gonna stop smoking because I don't want to miss a single moment of your life. I found a great place to help, Poppy's Vapor Lounge. Poppy's owner quit smoking when his grandpa introduced him to vaping. That's why he named his stores Poppy's, to honor his grandfather and help people quit smoking with the lowest prices and best selection on vaping supplies.
Poppy's Vapor Lounge in Marlton and Turnersville. Use promo code SIMPLE for 10% off at poppiesvapor.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Now you can, with the world's softest pajamas by Pajamagram. Created by a team of pajama experts, the world's softest PJs are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love how heavenly they feel. Includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Hey, this is former Eagle Jason Avant inviting you to Launch Trampoline Park. We have ninja course, rock wall, laser tag, arcade, birthday parties, and much more. Start living the launch life at Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford. Coming soon, Del Ran and Delaware. Visit us at LaunchDeptford.com.
Need help picking out a wine for a holiday dinner or party? Then head over to your nearest PA Fine Wine and Good Spirits store, where you'll find some great prices on a variety of Beringer Main and Vine Cabernet, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, Red Crush, and White Zinfandel from Treasury Wine Estates, all for just $9.99. Happy holidays from your friends at Treasury Wine Estates. Please drink responsibly.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Sports talk for Broomall and all of Delco. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is TJ McConnell of the Philadelphia 76ers. You're listening to Vaughn Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
TJ McConnell tonight in the win. 20 minutes of action, 3 of 6 from the floor. 7 points for your backup point guard. TJ getting those extra minutes. And going out there and doing some good things. 2 steals as well. Pressuring people 94 feet. He's annoying. He could play on my team any day. What's going on, y'all? Again, The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic with you until midnight. This is In the Post as the 76ers pick up win number 21. 131-109 over the New York Knicks. A lot of Knicks fans, I'm sure, were in the building. And it's always good to send them on that long drive back to New York with an L. Take that L. Happy holidays. 610-632-0975. I can't stand them. Hate Boston. Cannot stand the Knicks. I'm just saying. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. He agrees. Let's go to Stan and Broomall in the Post right here on 97.5. What's up, Stan?
Yeah, what's going on, Devon?
What's happening, man?
So I don't know. I didn't watch the whole game. I watched some of it because I knew we was going to pick up that W.
Yeah.
So I went off. I was playing ball myself, and I was just like, you know, I'm going to come back and check the score.
Oh, you went out and played ball this week?
Yeah, well, because I work at a Y, so, you know, I run basically the gym area. You know, and so I'm.
I don't get invited. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I told you. Come through.
Maybe,
I got you.
Maybe next week I'll come through.
All right. Say less, man. I got you. All right. But you know, I just feel like people still kind of overreact. I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I'm looking at where the Sixers were last year at this time and how people were hitting the panic buttons. You know, because it wasn't until the Christmas game against the Knicks where you saw the turnaround after that. You know, I think they were below 500 or about 500 at that time.
Right, in January it really took off.
Exactly. And I'm just looking at them like, okay, we're like 9 games above 500 right now. What are we, third, maybe fourth? Yeah, you could be higher. There's some wins you should have got. But, you know, to me, it's still, you know, to quote Embiid and Hickey, it's still a process, you know. And I think there's moves to be made. I like the fact that Elton Brand is taking his time. Because you see GMs are going to get fired left and right, man. This is the way the game goes. Mm-hmm. But you can't just be out here making bad calls. There's a reason why Danny Ainge is seen as a shark in this league. And that's because he makes the good moves, the smart moves, and to have a GM that's going to do those and not just bite on the first chance and say to himself, all right, let me wait to see if there's something else there. What else can I do to improve the team? I'm cool with it. So I know people get mad, and I think I was watching The Outsiders, and somebody said something about Ben, about how does he make anybody better? And I'm just like, are you not watching the game? Like, he's getting these guys open shot, but whatever. You know, I just look at it. As long as Ben is being aggressive, as long as Jimmy, I still think Jimmy is the one that's kind of taking his time trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's okay. A work in progress for all three of them.
That's fine, but as long as when they're aggressive and they're doing it on the other end, that's it. As long as the consistency is on the defensive end, all those other things that we want is going to happen. The transition layups, transition threes, all that's going to come. Shannon's only going to get better with the more time he's getting. You hope Korkmaz gets a little better because he's a little bit inconsistent. And JJ's going to be there. You know, Mr. 10,000 himself tonight. Congratulations to him. And then we just go from there. Now, if we get to about the All-Star break and you don't see any type of improvement, then I can see that because then now you're going into that home stretch. But as of right now, I'm chilling. There's a big game on Saturday. You definitely got to win because right now you're like 0-6 against the top teams in the East. So you got to get a W, especially at home. But I'm waiting. I'm just going to be patient, see how this rocks out, man.
Yeah, no question about it. Thanks.
Let me know. I got you. I got you with the line, man. Just let me know.
All right. I'll let you know because next week I'm not working during the evening next week. I'll be in during the day.
Oh, perfect.
So I'll have some opportunity maybe to lace them up a little bit, and we'll chat.
We do open runs, man. Open runs, full court. We got a running clock. I got you.
All right. Appreciate it, Stan. Yeah. Thanks, man. Reach out on Twitter, and maybe I'll go up there and play some ball somewhere. I was just going to reach out to people anyway. I'm like, yo, I just need to hoop it up a little bit. Let's see what people have during the day, and maybe we'll, you know, drive up there and do something. Figure it out. 610-632-0975. But to Stan's point about him not being worried right now and the patience of Elton Brand, again, Butler, Embiid, and Simmons, albeit they've played a nice amount of games together, it's still something that they're trying to figure out. Not only are they trying to figure it out, of course, the coaching staff is not. I mean, starting trying to figure things out. With, of course, headed by Brett Brown, Monty Williams, and Billy Lane, Kevin Young, all of those people trying to figure out what it is exactly they can do to make things easier for all three of them. And in turn, for all three of them, J.J. Redick, Wilson Chandler, Landry Shamet, T.J. McConnell, on and on and on, Mike Muscala with these players to help this team get to where they need to be. And we cannot ignore the injuries because Markelle Fultz is supposed to be out there with them. Zaire Smith with the thing that he had first with the broken foot and then the allergy that really messed things up. Where is he, by the way? Why don't we see him? I mean, why is he not on the bench? That's the story for another day, I'm guessing. But it's something that's going to be a work in progress. And in the meantime, you're still third in the Eastern Conference. You have 21 wins. They're not a perfect team. They have things that need to be figured out. That's what the coaching staff is there for. That's why you have three potential all-stars on your team to figure it out and find ways to get these W's. When it all comes down to it, it's no longer about just getting 40 wins. This is about getting 50-plus wins, a top two seed, hopefully, in the East. But you'll take that top three, maybe that top four, and you got to be careful about that matchup because it's going to be some nasty ones out there now. First round against one of these teams. You get that four seed, five seed, play Indiana in that spot. Could be troubling. Could be, because they don't necessarily play well against the Indiana Pacers. They're 1-1, winning both teams winning on the opposition's home floor. The Sixers last year struggled with Indiana. Just bottom line. They have that nasty front court led by Thaddeus Young. I'm not even going to say nasty, but they just have a nice rotation of the front court with Thad Young, Miles Turner. Domantas Sabonis comes off the bench and gives you like 15 and 16 minutes and gives you like 80 rebounds in 16 minutes. That's how good he is. Love that guy. So you have to be able to combat that and give them something. If you can't do it the same way, which you don't have to, you can do it a different way. Punish them in different ways. The shooting, you hope with Redick and Butler with the shooting that he gives you from time to time, Shamet, Muscala, you hope that's enough. Embiid knocking down his jumper from time to time as well. You just hope things really start to fall into place for this team. Get on that run, as Stan mentioned. Go into that January where they go 10-6 or 12-4, whatever it might be. Brett Brown wins Coach of the Month in that month. Then you go with the patience of Elton Brand. If you don't see a trade available, you don't make the trade. You again wait for the buyout period to happen and see if you can snatch up somebody there. 610-632-0975. Sixers currently second in the Atlantic Division behind the Toronto Raptors. Third in the Eastern Conference in terms of the standings right now. See what happens going forward. Next game, Saturday at the center, Toronto Raptors, 7:30 tip. Alex is in Allentown joining us next in the post. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So I was actually at the game tonight, obviously great to blow out in New York like that. There were some Knicks fans right in front of me. We were giving them, heckling them a little bit. absolutely. But yeah, no, I just agree with a lot of things people have been saying, especially about guys on the wing. It seems like every game, like, look, I love Furkan and Landry as much as the next guy. When Furkan hits those four-point plays, it's awesome. But he can't stay in front of anybody on the perimeter. And it seems like so many times where, you know, we have these guards that are just blowing by guys, and then it's like Joel is the last resort in the middle. And, you know, I just don't think long-term we're beating Boston or Toronto with, you know, without any more athletic wings. I mean, we've got a decent amount of shooting, but like what we saw last year against Boston was once the shooting was gone, you know, what do those guys provide for you then?
Yeah, that's why we mentioned it early on, Alex. You need that athletic depth on the wing to help you out. That's just a fact in today's league.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I don't think it's something where we have to freak out right now.
No, not right now, no.
Yeah, I mean, like last year, again, like the last car I was talking about, I remember seeing that Christmas Day game, and we were pretty bad up until then. So, you know, maybe it's a thing where you wait, again, until January, February, and you see what this team's at. I mean, we're still a top team in the Eastern Conference. I mean, we beat Toronto on Saturday. You know, we're only two games back from them. So definitely still have some time to put this thing together. But, you know, for a championship run, they definitely need those one or two guys that can just lock down on the perimeter.
And you would prefer those be some athletes, basically?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think it's got to come from the buyout market, too, because I just don't know what assets we really have to trade to give that, you know, to give up for guys.
All right,
like
let me throw a name at you real fast before we let you go, Alex. Courtney Lee.
Maybe. I mean, I guess he seems like one of those guys that's kind of been maybe not lived up to his potential as much. Uh-huh. But again, it's all about energy. That's what I think we really need. We need a TJ McConnell, that kind of hard hustle, but, you know, a little bit more athletically gifted.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Alex. Courtney Lee, I'm just throwing it out there because the Knicks, they're already out of it, but at some point, maybe he's going to want to buy out. They're going to want to move on from him and give, like, Damian Dotson some extra minutes. Kevin Knox, of course, is going to get those minutes. Frank Ntilikina getting those minutes. Moutier starting, really playing. I still like Emmanuel Moutier. I just do. I don't, you know, whatever. That might be a name at, like, what? Courtney Lee is what, like 6'4"? Has played in some big games, played in the finals as a rookie. Can shoot. Can defend. Athletic. He's just not necessarily one of those Robert Covington, Mikal Bridges, Justin Holiday length type of players. But the effort will be there. The smarts will be there. He's a vet in this league, played in big games again. So that might be something that's going to be out there for a while. I mean, until something happens, a name like that will be out there for a while. It just will be. 610-632-0975 can knock down a jumper, can defend, can run the floor, of course. It's just a name that's going to be out there. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, the 76ers pick up win number 21 on the season over the New York Knicks tonight. 131-109, beating the brakes off of that team as they should. Get ready to take on the Toronto Raptors on Saturday at the center, 7:30 tip. The Raptors win one at the end. Fred VanVleet knocked down a big-time jumper to give the Raptors a one-point lead with seconds to go. The Indiana Pacers had an opportunity to get a shot off. Bogdanovich was fouled, it appeared to be, by OG Anunoby of the Raptors. No call by the refs. They lose their mind, Indiana. And then they also lost the game. You'll see maybe something there with some of the players being vocal and frustrated with that loss, 99-96. Cleveland will be in Toronto to take on the Raptors on Friday, the day before. The Sixers host them on Saturday, so they'll be coming off of a back-to-back after taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And we'll see. It'll set up a nice matchup on Saturday at the center. Kyle Lowry, maybe Kawhi Leonard back here at the center to see the Sixers take on them. And again, every time Ben Simmons has played the Raptors, Kawhi Leonard speeds him up faster than he already is. Causes him to turn the ball over at a high rate. We remember the double-digit turnover game first time they played. We don't want to see that anymore. Under control, Ben. That's what we want to see. Aggressive Ben, but under control, Ben. You need to figure out how to play against Kawhi Leonard and still be effective and get your team a win. It's the bottom line. 610-632-0975. Oliver North Philly was at the game. You're on 97.5 in the post. What's up, Oliver?
What's up? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I was at the game tonight, and we got me some J.J. Redick for three.
10,000 career point there, Oliver.
10,000. First of all, congratulations to J.J. I'm telling you, I'm looking at his numbers, first of all. It's unbelievable. People don't talk about him as much. It's really sad. He's putting up career numbers and points the past 2 years.
Yep.
It's unbelievable how no one talks about that. What unbelievable how it does a great job bringing him back. That's number one. That was Brett Brown's idea. No one forgets that. Two. Then we got some Ben Simmons. Some hammering down. I love that on the Knicks. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited about the season. The Sixers are looking really, really well. The biggest issue is, though, the bench. They suck. I mean, there's no one good in the playoffs. You see, the Celtics are going to take care of them. Fork on Korkmaz. Come on.
It's something, Oliver. Thanks for the call, man. It's something that we'll find out. We'll see. It's going to take some time to figure out. And Furkan Korkmaz right now, defensively, you can see sometimes there's the effort, and sometimes the effort is there, but it's just too much for him. His head might be turned real quick. The body might get into it. You saw one tonight where a simple, I'm not even going to say it was a Euro, but Tim Hardaway with the move, getting to the basket and just smartly putting the ball up and using his offhand, if you will, and putting it into the body, which wound up hitting Furkan Korkmaz in the face, which resulted in an and-one for Tim Hardaway. Stronger players like that, very shifty Tim Hardaway, player like that, may cause Furkan Korkmaz some trouble in that regard defensively. He's still a young player figuring things out. This is the first time he's gotten extended minutes. Brett Brown is giving it to him. And offensively, you're seeing some good things. Still streaky. He's young. Still streaky. But overall, you're seeing some things that you like. You're not getting carried away. You're just saying, okay, I see something. Let's see how this guy pans out. It's still early. Once the rotation again is shortened, as the season goes on, after the All-Star break, that's when we'll know who Brett Brown is really trusting to have out there on the floor in those critical games. 610-632-0975 in those critical games, even now against the Toronto Raptors. You want to see Furkan Korkmaz out there against that solid bench unit. OG Anunoby is going to be in his shorts on Saturday. Pascal Siakam might be in his shorts on Saturday. Delon Wright might be in his shorts on Saturday. They have so many people to throw at you. CJ Miles is not known as a defender, but sometimes it's contagious, right? Everybody else is playing defense. Why shouldn't I play defense either? CJ Miles at 6'6 long. 610-632-0975 in the post with you until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nate in Southwest is in the post. What's up, Nate?
What's going on, blood? How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Nothing. I didn't even get a whiff of this game tonight. You know what I mean? So I was just looking at the stats. So, man, like I was telling the guy to answer the phone, you, Kevin knocked that 21 points. Like, who was guarding him? Nobody? Or was he just knocking down threes like it was nothing?
Well, I mean, his number, 8 of 17, 3 of 6 from behind the three-point line, he's a young, talented player who's just getting some good looks, and he made a few. Somebody had to score. Him and Tim Hardaway were the ones who scored.
Yeah, I've seen Hardaway 27 points. Listen, so is Courtney Lee up for grabs, or are they just talking about...
Well, I just gave that as a name. If you're looking ahead and you look at what they have going on, they're not going to make the playoffs, and they're going to want to give those young players time. You see how Chicago at some point benched Holiday and Lopez. So the same thing is going to happen for Courtney Lee, where he's probably going to be sitting and he probably want to get out of there.
That's a great name, though, bro, because that guy fits Philly perfect. You understand what I'm saying? Tough defender, will get after the ball, can knock down the three-point shot. You know what I'm saying? So if you can grab him at a buyout, at the end, you know what I mean, when we're right about to hit the stride to go into the playoffs, that'll be a great pickup, bro.
It would be an interesting one, no doubt about it. He has that playoff experience, all those other things that you named, and you would believe he'll come in, fit right into his role.
I think so. I mean, you know, but and another thing, just like you said, I wonder where is the young kid Smith at? I ain't seen him at a game yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna inquire about that and see what's going on with Smith. And thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We'll see what's going on with him. I don't know. Maybe they just want to keep him away. Well, first of all, even if he's around, say he has the boot on his foot or whatever it is. You heard the reports that potentially lost 20 pounds, so maybe they don't want him out there and people seeing that he has lost the 20 pounds and start to ask a lot of questions and have photos to go with those questions. And now it's a whole nother thing for him, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know where he is. Oftentimes we've seen these players, when they are injured, still around the team, still sitting on the bench supporting the team. Not saying that he's not around and not supporting, but right now, we just haven't seen him. He just hasn't been visible since the summertime. When was it? Media day. It's the last time we saw him. Okay? I don't know where he is. I'm sure he's doing, we all know about the latest things that came up with the allergy that really messed things up for him. If there was any chance of him possibly coming back from the foot injury, as we heard it would be in sometime maybe around this month, early next month, that he could potentially get on the floor. And then he has the allergy thing, and that's like, that's not good. That's not good. And here we are. You could use him 10 minutes maybe. Landry Shamet is giving you good minutes. While he can't give you the scoring shooting-wise like Landry Shamet, once again, the athlete in him, the defender potentially in him, and the extra body in him that belongs on the floor with him will help this basketball team out right now. And they don't have him. No Markel Fultz. You would hope that Smith could step up. You don't have that option right now. Brett Brown is going with what he has. 610-632-0975. Sixers victorious 131-109 tonight over the New York Knicks. Good win. Just a good overall win coming off the San Antonio loss on Monday. You wanted to see them get back into the winning column. They have 21st win of the season, 21-12 right now, third in the Eastern Conference behind Toronto, Milwaukee. Indiana is a half a game behind the Sixers. Sixers play the Toronto Raptors on Saturday at the center. It should be a fun time. 610-632-0975. And we even got, this is going to happen a lot. The bench played well tonight. Landry Shamet led the team off the bench in scoring with 17. Nice contribution from McConnell. 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. 9 each from Muscala and Korkmaz. And then Amir Johnson, Demetrius Jackson, and Shake Milton came in the final 3 minutes and 47 seconds and gave this, just, you know, they were able to score, get on the books and all. But the conversation is always going to come up about the bench and the help that they may need. Courtney Lee is the name that we just brought up. It's going to come up until Elton Brand and company do something. And getting Jimmy Butler was great. Wasn't enough yet. You want more. We're greedy. We're talking about an Eastern Conference contender, hopefully representing in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what you want. And they probably need more. We know they need more. I was being nice. They need more. And we hope that they're able to do that eventually. Now, when I was looking at the box score a little bit, right, and the one thing that I brought up a little earlier, Matt, wow, Mario Hezonja only played 3 minutes and 47 seconds? All right, Courtney Lee played 10. Interesting. I was looking at the box score and protecting the basketball. They only had 10 turnovers. It's very good, considering we see 16, 18, 21, 23, 17. All these high numbers that we're used to seeing because the pace of the game is so fast now. Guys are going to have the ball. Sometimes you're going too fast. The ball comes out, and here we are. Sometimes with the young point guard, you're going to get up in the air and make a pass that you don't need to even be trying because you've already left your feet and you committed to making a pass. That's going to happen. A young post player in Joel Embiid, high usage rate, very good, needs to touch the ball every time down the floor. Sometimes those blitzes are going to come out of nowhere where you didn't expect it to come. And the angle is not good for that skip pass or that bounce pass and drilling it in the middle or whatever it might be for you. These turnovers are going to happen from time to time. But this is the type of thing that we want to see from them. 10 turnovers is fantastic. I do not care that it was against the New York Knicks. That is an NBA basketball team that you protected the basketball tonight many of times. You had 88 field goals. You only turned the ball over 10 times tonight. That is a great number. That is something to build off of going forward. Yes, the Toronto Raptors defense is better. I know it. You know it. Kawhi Leonard is going to hound the hell out of whoever's in front of him. But in order to win the game, number one, defense. Number two, protecting the basketball, and we know number three is scoring the basketball. But the only way for you to score the basketball is to have those possessions. And tonight, you had 88 shot attempts. You got to the free throw line 25 times. That's because you gave yourself a chance to win. And as a result, you beat the hell out of the Knicks tonight, as you should. And you shot 50% from the three-point line, 53.4% from the field, and out-rebounded them big time by 16. This is what good teams do. Right now, they're only a good team. They had the potential to be a very good team and hopefully a great team once Butler and Embiid and Simmons really start to click and turn that dial up another notch and say, oh, we didn't see this one. We thought that this could happen, but we didn't see it. And now we see it right in front of our eyes. This team is crazy. Part of it, we know Ben Simmons has to shoot jumpers, but he's not going to do it. So we have to get off of that. In the meantime, roll with what we know. Roll with what we know. Over the last, 10 games, Ben is averaging 16.8, 9.5 rebounds, 7.8 assists. Crazy numbers. Some will say, those numbers don't mean anything to me until I see it against a good team. Until I see it in the postseason, when the defense is stopping him at the free throw line, making him think, making him pass backwards now because he cannot move forward anymore because they've already built that picket fence at the free throw line where he cannot go any further in the paint. Is he going to take that floater? Is he going to take that short push shot because he's ambidextrous and can shoot with either hand? That's that development and that growth that we were talking about a little bit with a couple of callers, that until they get deep and show that development and that growth as a playoff team, because one more time, it's not about winning 38, 40, 41, 42 games anymore. It's about winning 50 plus and fighting for seeding, high seeding, top three seeding, home court advantage type seeding. So when you look at that number, 10 turnovers, that's a heck of a stat now. That's what you want to see from a basketball team that you hope can advance deep into the playoffs. Build off of something like this, especially going into a game like the Toronto Raptors. You get Thursday off, you get Friday off, get in a nice walkthrough type game. Yeah, I mean, just a little shoot around, run through some stuff, a little practice, a little bit, because you don't get a lot of practice time during the season because there's so many basketball games. This is a good spot for them. And the Raptors play Cleveland at home. That's a good spot for the Sixers, period. On Friday, the Raptors do. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until midnight. We in the post after the Sixers take care of the New York Knicks. Always fun to beat that basketball team because we can't stand them overall. And a lot of Knicks fans in the building. They travel well. They don't have an opportunity to get to the Garden oftentimes. Come down here. Come on down. Take that L back home when you drive up back up there to your state. 610-632-0975. Once again, J.J. Redick, career, 10,000 points now tonight. That's a great achievement, a great feat for one of the game's greatest shooters. And he's yours. He's yours. And he's very good. And that's an interesting thing. And he is putting up solid numbers on the season. J.J. Redick is having a career year once again. Just shooting very, very well. He's going to have those nights where he struggles a bit, right? Because that's what shooters do. And by the way, the defense is geared up to try to stop the guy because he is a heck of a shooter in this league. So he's going to have those tough nights. But for the most part, what you get from J.J. Redick, you get 18 points a game for the season for J.J. Redick. I mean, come on. 18 points a game for J.J. Redick. He's a career average 12.6 points per game for J.J. Redick. He's giving you 88. His three-point percentage should be higher. He takes a lot of them. 7.7 three-point attempts a game. shooting only 35%, and he'll tell you that's too low. He's a career 41% three-point shooter. He'll tell you that 35% is too low. He has to get that back up higher. But we've seen it plenty of times where he's gotten so hot that we're not going nuts when he has an off night, 5 of 13. But again, the guy, 10,000 points, that's a big-time thing that cannot be overlooked. 10,000 points for J.J. Redick is a big number. That's a nice number. Age 34, once again. And he's been in the league for 12 years. Still going. 610-632-0975. That's why I've always wanted him to start. Because you need that shooting in the starting lineup. I know you had Covington at the time. And Markelle Fultz, you wanted to get him going and keep him in there, keep him involved, and make him feel like he's a starting level, starting caliber player in this league. I just thought that it was a mistake to not have J.J. Redick in the starting lineup. Doesn't mean Markelle Fultz didn't need to start. You could have brought Dario Saric off the bench and started the way you did it a year ago before Markelle Fultz had to leave after game number 4 and missed 69 games, which was Embiid, Simmons, Covington, Fultz, Redick. Could have done that. You just needed to have the shooting, in my opinion, in the starting lineup. And you're seeing it again. It helps out for this basketball team in the first quarter to have a shooter like J.J. Redick out there with Simmons and Embiid, who need someone to have create opportunities for the open looks for them as well. Butler can set you up. Simmons can set you up. And Embiid can set you up. And when we say set you up, we're talking about J.J. Redick. Yes, you missed that type of play from Robert Covington, but right now you had to get rid of him to have Jimmy Butler. Different style of player, can knock down the jumper, can also get his whenever things break down a little bit and he needs to create for himself or for others. So with your starting unit, you want a good production from them. You're getting 18 from Redick, 15 plus from Simmons. Embiid is averaging a high 20s. Jimmy Butler, damn good. 4-time All-Star. You already know what type of player you're getting from. So if you're getting the point total, let's just say you're getting anywhere between 70 and 80 from your starters, right? High number, defense, pace, and space. So you're going to put up points. But if you're getting that high, getting close to 30 points from Joel Embiid, almost 20 from J.J. Redick, that's 55 points right there. I mean, that's 50 points right there. So you're getting 15, and let's say another 15, 70, 80 points from your top four players. You have to get some other things from everyone else. Shamit, Chandler, Muscala. You have to get something from them until you get more reinforcements, whether it be Fultz and Zaire Smith, who I don't think is going to play this year. We don't even know where he is. To get that from them or whatever else may come via trade or the buyout period, you're going to have to get that high number total point-wise from your four star players in the starting lineup. 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight. Jay and Mike, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side. A couple open lines if you guys want to jump in. I know you're supposed to beat the Knicks. Of course you are. Of course you are. And you should beat them the way you did tonight. What did you like? Ben Simmons was super aggressive. He's dunking on Noah Vonleh and staring him down. I loved it. Especially for when we get those, Ben Simmons is soft. Or Ben Simmons puts up hollow numbers, 13, 11, and 10 tonight for another triple-double, 16th of his career. The guy's damn good. We all want to see more from him. It's his second year in the league. I think we will get a lot more from him. Needs to prove it in the playoffs. I agree. But man, is he good. 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back and get to the phones right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's that time of year again when there's nothing better than giving gifts.
But there's nothing quite like unwrapping them to really get you excited.
That's why Delilah's, the Gentlemen's Club and Steakhouse, is throwing our annual holiday spectacular, Unwrapped. On Wednesday, December 19th, Delilah's throws the most lavish holiday party in Philadelphia. Let us get you in the spirit with astonishing performances by Delilah's dance team, along with the world's most beautiful showgirls unwrapping themselves all night long. But the action doesn't stop there. You won't want to miss Delilah's Sexy Santa Contest, hosted by DJ Kim Lee, who'll keep you jingling all the way. Unwrapped, Delilah's Holiday Spectacular, Wednesday, December 19th, is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Heineken, with charitable donations benefiting Philabundance. Get here early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres at 7 p.m. For a truly unforgettable experience, reserve your table for bottle service by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
When you buy a new Ford F-Series truck during our holiday sales event, you're not just buying a truck. You're sending a message to the world that says, yeah, I can help. Because now you're the friend with the Ford truck. You'll move coworkers, haul lumber, and build everything from tree houses to serenity sheds. Now you're the one everyone counts on, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Ford F-Series, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans. Stop by Boot Barn.
Hey, little man, I promise I'm gonna stop smoking, because I don't want to miss a single moment of your life. I found a great place to help, Poppy's Vapor Lounge. Poppy's owner quit smoking when his grandpa introduced him to vaping. That's why he named his stores Poppy's, to honor his grandfather and help people quit smoking, with the lowest prices and best selection on vaping supplies.
Poppy's Vapor Lounge in Marlton and Turnersville. Use promo code SIMPLE for 10% off at poppiesvapor.com.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks, or try original chicken sausages ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it tailgatefamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds, Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sidex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sidex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sidex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Natalie here for Citrus Salon and Spa in Bluebell. This holiday season, give your loved one a little time for themselves at the beautiful Citrus Salon and Day Spa in Bluebell. Don't stress out trying to figure out the perfect gift. I'll make it real easy for you. Visit Citrus on Route 202 in Bluebell, PA. Get their half-day Kissing Santa package or try the new Naughty or Nice package. Give the gift of relaxation. Be unforgettable. Call Citrus Salon and Day Spa to order your gift today at 610-277-HAIR. That's 610-277-HAIR, or order online at citrussalonspa.com.
This week just got more exciting. New Jersey Lottery Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are both over $260 million. So play today, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Come in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Basket, the foul line area, left-hand handoff to Landry Shamet for the triple-double, and he's got it. Three by Shamet, triple-double by Simmons. Sixers up 20 on the New York Knicks.
13 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists for Ben Simmons tonight in the win, 131-109. Tom McGinnis on the game call right here, the flagship station, 97.5 The Fanatic, of course, the Sixers Radio Network. Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com on the pre- and post-game coverage. We got you all covered here on the Sixers coverage right here on 97.5. I just said covered in coverage like four times, but it's all good. It's 11:30. It just happens sometimes. 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight. And Landry Shamet, 17 points off the bench for the 76ers in 22 minutes and 24 seconds. 4 of 7 from behind a 3-point line, 6 of 10 from the field. Always on the move. His mentor, J.J. Redick, again, as we mentioned before the break, hitting the 10,000-point mark. And he had 14 for the Sixers tonight. Struggled from behind the 3-point line, 1 of 4, and 5 of 13 from the floor. But again, Landry Shamet picked up the slack a little bit for his mentor. 610-632-0975. They're back at it at the center on Saturday. 7:30 tip right here on the Fanatic. Big game. Big game. You might as well come on out. Go shopping during the day. Do what you need to do. Head on down to the center for Sixers Raptors, because after they win, you're excited. You feel good. You go home. You get some rest, right? You wrap up some things. And then you wake up in the morning and you get that breakfast and get ready for the Eagles and Texans on Sunday. Huge game. Nick Foles at under center, quarterback. We're not talking about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. It's trouble. Let's go to Mike in Wilmington on in the post. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, Devon? Good show, man.
Thanks, man.
Listen, I think the only way, I want to talk about Ben Simmons, you know, what you just said. I think the only way they beat the Raptors is if Joel Embiid actually plays angry. And he, you know, he always talks about, like, post-game, like, I got to play better, whatever.
Yes, he does.
The guy's just got to step up and play better. I mean, at some point, if you want to say you're the best big man in the game and, you know, you dominate.
Yeah, now here's the thing, too, because he's had trouble this year, Mike, with Jonas Valanciunas off the bench.
So, absolutely.
Right? They started Ibaka. They try to mix things up, show him a different look, right? And it's worked so far. Jonas Valanciunas is out with an injury for a while. So, as to your point, let's see what Joel does.
He gets so frustrated. You can see it, too, in the game. He's almost, I don't want to say he gives up, but he just lets a lot get past him. And he could be so much better if he actually just dominated like he says he wants to do. I don't understand, because the game's out there for him. Brett Brown gives him the game. He's the quarterback of that team. So, you know, I'm not sure why when they lose to teams like that, they just, he can't figure it out. But my real point is about Ben Simmons and how a guy makes it in the NBA and his whole life without an outside jump shot. It boggles my mind.
Well, I got an easy answer for that, Mike. He's been better than everybody at every level. He hasn't had to do it.
Completely. I agree with that statement. 100%. But I remember, like, when I was in, you know, grade school, I was a baseball player, and I couldn't hit for, like, a month. The coaches actually worked with me for that whole entire month. Like, so I can't understand how he can't, at some point, just get it and shoot the ball. He has unbelievable talent, but it would open up the offense so much more with him shooting.
I know, and there's no way, Mike, in the world that he's from Australia, so he's been over there. His dad was a great player over there. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Good conversation. Yeah. There's no way that his camp have not worked on his jumper. James Clark, JC, my man. JC trained him for the draft. JC came on the air here for 3 hours with me and Anthony Gilbert of Hoop Magazine on that Saturday after the introductory press conference on Friday and talked about his outside shooting. He can shoot. Why doesn't he do it in the game? Because he always points out, I don't have to. I can get to anywhere I want to. Now, we know that's not true. He can get pretty much anywhere that he wants. But Boston has shown you something totally different where, no. You can't get anywhere that you want. That's not going to happen. We're not going to let you do that. You got to figure something out. Where's your counter? We know the passing is there, but we want to see you score the basketball. If you're not going to shoot, you got to hit your free throws at a high percentage. And right now, he's not doing that. I said it. I want 70% from the free throw line for Ben Simmons. We're not getting 70% from the free throw line for Ben Simmons. You know what we're getting from Ben Simmons from the free throw line right now? 59%. He was in the 60s. It has dipped. He's getting there 5 times a game. I need 70% if you're not going to shoot jumpers. 70%. 610-632-0975. Jay in Jenkintown is in the post. What's happening, Jay?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going,
I mean,
man.
Who's going to take up, when they sign someone, who's going to give up the minutes on the team?
It depends on who it is, but I would guess right now it would be Furkan Korkmaz.
All right, so he's not getting any minutes, that many minutes anyway. They really don't want to play him because...
Well, he's playing 16 minutes. He's played 16 minutes tonight. We've seen where he's played anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes a game based on the fact that they don't have enough depth.
All right, they don't want to pay him. They don't want to play him because they don't want to pay him at the end of the season. They just want to cut him, and they just want to be done with him. All right, so, I mean, there's really not much they can do except, you know, sign someone. What they really need to do is just wait, you know, and just let the team just bake. You know what I mean? Just wait for everybody to get better. And it may take a couple of seasons, but that's what it's going to have to do. This team is still young. They're third in the conference. They're doing well, you know.
Real fast, Jay. You don't make a trade for Jimmy Butler in the final year of his contract just to say wait because this team is still young. Yes, you can in terms of wait because the team is still young and you can bring Jimmy Butler in here, make the playoffs, make a deep run. You get knocked out and say, okay, we're going to lose to the Golden State Warriors or the Toronto Raptors. But Jimmy Butler's going to stay. You make that move because you see an opportunity in the East to win now. So you have to do your due diligence, Jay, and potentially go out there and add another piece if necessary at the buyout market trade deadline in February and in March to improve this basketball team going forward for this season. You do. And for the seasons after and after, as you pointed out, because they are young.
Yeah, but they're not going to beat Boston. They're really not going to beat Toronto. And they're behind.
Right now, I would agree with you. But if they do something in February or March to improve the basketball team, I can't say that they won't then beat them if the players that they bring in.
They would beat Boston, you know what I'm saying? But who knows, man? Anyway, good talking to you.
I appreciate it, Jay. I mean, I said it plenty of times. Starting the season off, it was Boston number one, Toronto number two, Sixers number three. That's how I had them. Indiana and Milwaukee fighting for that fourth spot. Right now, as it stands today, after tonight's games, Toronto 1, Milwaukee 2, Sixers 3, Indiana 4, Boston right behind. Same 5 teams we thought. They're going to battle it out. Right now, the Sixers need to find a way to learn how to beat those teams. They have yet to do so. Toronto, they have a chance to do that on Saturday. They might have an opportunity to add some pieces. We don't know who yet. People pop up available all the time. So we'll find out. Jay in West Deptford is in the post. What's up, Jay?
Hey, buddy. How are you? You do a great job, pal. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I want to talk about 2 things. First, I want to talk about the Eagles and then just make a Flyers comment.
Sure.
You know, the thing with the Eagles, you know, I think they're going to win their next 2 games. And I'll tell you, if I'm the Chicago Bears and I'm the number 3 seed, I wouldn't want to play this Eagles team right now walking into Soldier Field.
That's interesting. Okay.
You know, I mean, I've said this all year. I think right now the Saints and Rams are leaking oil. I mean, I just don't think you can play that perfect, you know, that great of off. I mean, they were just playing at an unbelievable rate, you know, from an offensive standpoint. And I just don't think you can play that league for that long. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I mean, legitimately, if we get in, I think we can make some noise, you know, and, it'll be good for the fans, good for the city. And, I'm looking forward to these last couple games. They kind of saved our football season, I think.
Well, they have, and I think certainly with two games remaining, Jay, if they win on Sunday, this the city is going to be ready for, you know, the following weekend, Washington, with the chances of them making the postseason. Now, you need some help with Minnesota hopefully taking an L and some other things that could potentially go if Dallas decides to lose their last two. That would be great. But if they're able to pull it off on Sunday, it'll be fun, man. And the energy is there. I know that for a fact. Everybody's into it because Nick Foles is under center. So we'll see, man.
Yeah. No, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. And my next point is, I really respect, you know, your knowledge of sports, and I just have a question for you. When you look at the Flyers, you know, I look at this organization, and I say, if it was the Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, we've been getting killed for years. The Flyers haven't had a goaltender in 40 years. It's the most basic thing in hockey. You need a goaltender to win a championship. And, you know, you hear all this about them being this, you know, great franchise, the Broad Street Bullies. I mean, do you agree with me that if this was the Eagles or the Phillies, they would be getting killed over the
years? Of course. Yeah, of course they would be.
And it just seems to me, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, they just get like a pass in the city. And, I mean, you know, I hope this kid's a good goaltender, this Hart kid.
Yep.
Looks like a good player. But, like, if he doesn't come through, I mean, you could go another 10 years without having a goaltender.
Well, the thing, Jay, listen, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff. The thing is, now people are really starting to get frustrated. So you're right. If this was one of the other franchises, fans would be on top of them. But the Flyers are not being let off the hook on this one. A lot of people have been frustrated, and they voiced their opinion. They have, and they will, until they start to get things done. 610-632-0975. Final segment coming up on the other side. Lee, I see you. Tom as well. This is The Fanatic.
The Fun Given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Pawnee. I was a supervisor and good at my job until I suffered a head injury due to a defective product at work. After the accident, I was just not getting better. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They filed a product liability lawsuit and handled my workers' compensation claim. All the while, they helped arrange treatment with the best doctors. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Pandora Jewelry has sparkling gifts for you and everyone on your list. Discover a variety of rings, earrings, necklaces, and bracelets, all hand-finished with genuine metals. Need help finding the perfect gift? Consult with one of Pandora Jewelry's in-store stylists or choose from a selection of wrapped and ready gift sets. Shop Pandora Jewelry now and light up her world with the gift of sparkle.
Find the perfect holiday gifts at King of Prussia, Oxford Valley, Cherry Hill, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. Woo! 97.5, The Fanatic.
Final segment for us here in the post on 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Trying to catch up on some things here on social media. I've been neglecting social media during the show. I mean, we get a lot of calls, so I try to talk to all the people, but I've always been able to incorporate the tweets as well. It's been a bunch of them. I'll get some of them in before we get out of here. 610-632-0975. We got a... I see one from Carmen at Carm Baller. D, I want to see a little more of Amir, a little less Wilson out there. Wilson is giving us nothing. He is passing on open shots. Wings are blowing by him. So Carmen is already fed up with Wilson Chandler, maybe because he's playing out of his role, which we expected to be someone coming off the bench, asking him to do a little bit more with the starting unit, passing up the shots because he has four other people out there who you figure are going to have those opportunities. He's not shy at taking those threes. When he hit his threes early and then he stopped shooting, he's worried about the defense and the little things for Wilson Chandler. And that's one of the questions that people had. What would you want? A wing, a guard, backup center, stretch four? Stretch four, potentially, depending on who it might be, could be that starter. Remember, Bielitsia from Sacramento now agreed with the Sixers and bailed out. He's having an okay season with the Sacramento Kings. Having an okay season. Let me see what his stats are real fast. I'm talking about something just because I watch it. I just don't know his numbers overall. But Bielitsia is, again, the 6'10 power forward, averaging 11 points, 6 boards on the season, And he's played in 30 games for the Kings. Last few, on Monday, played 5 minutes for 0 points. On Sunday, he had 15 in the win. A 5-point loss to Golden State. He had 18 in the game before that one against Minnesota in the win, 141-130. He dropped 25. So he's having an okay season. You would wonder how things would play out if he were here. Would he even be starting? I don't know. But the point is, the shooting was the reason why they wanted to bring him in. He's shooting 48% from behind the three-point line. He's only shooting three a game, but still, he's shooting 48%. Let's go to Lee in Delaware in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Lee?
Yo, what's up, Devon? What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, not much, man. I'm just listening and decided to call in tonight and talk a little bit about just what you were just touching on, man. This second unit right now, we're the void of a sixth and a seventh man. You know, we got a couple positional guys in the terms of what TJ brings, but he's probably playing way too many minutes as a small slash point guard, whatever Brett calls that role, being as though that his hands are tied. You know, and the same thing goes for guys like Korkmaz and Shamet. He's good. I think in two, three years, we may have our starting, you know, shooting guard there. But for right now, going into the playoffs, I'm just not 100% sure with him. And I like Muscala at the five, and that's about it. I don't really love the lineups where...
Yeah, unfortunately, they have to play him at the backup four because they don't have enough.
Don't have a four, exactly. So for me, my wish list, I need a wing. I need two, preferably. But I need two that can play like 3-4 with swing wings. 3-4 and then maybe a 2-3 type of swing wing. And a guy that, he's not a sexy name, but tell me if you've been keeping an eye. A lot of trash going on there in Chicago. But there's a quiet guy over there, Justin Holiday.
Oh, so you tuned in late because I said Justin Holiday earlier, and I said it's not a sexy name.
I wouldn't listen.
Yeah, it's not a sexy name.
You know, we think alike when it comes to ball.
Yep.
You probably like me.
Now why? Why you say that?
Number one thing, if you're going to stretch the floor, I do shoot 8 threes a game right now. I mean, he's hitting almost 40% of them things.
Uh-huh.
Like, and not just that, he got bounced. And he's 6'7 with a 7'1", 7-foot wingspan, so he can defend. He can give you time at the two, he can give you time at the three. But most importantly, he takes nothing away from your stars.
Yep.
Because I don't know if we'll ever have a traditional heat him up six man coming off your bench and getting, you know, 13 shots in a game because you got too many mouths to feed already.
Mm-hmm.
So your starting lineup essentially becomes your bench as the game goes on because you pick spots for Brett Brown to get, you know, JJ's time. And if people watch, you see there's certain points in the game where they take JoJo out and Ben comes out of that little dunker spot and goes to the top of the key and starts to play his game similar to LeBron, where now he's facing the basket and he's handling the ball a little more. So you don't want a six man that's going to take those opportunities for Jimmy to be the focal point of the offense and stuff like that away. You just want to bring guys in that can play multiple roles, start the defense first. And I love that Elton Brand said that when he did his little interview with Allah and them guys. Defense first. And then have the ability just to knock down shots.
Yeah.
So he would be a guy. Cleveland's got a couple over there that it looks like they're sellers. I wouldn't be opposed to an Alec Burke. The money's right. He's $4 million.
Well, the other one that you have to keep your eye on is J.R. Smith, who they haven't done anything with yet, man. Listen, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger. That's the other name that could potentially be out there that might help out. Tom and Bluebell's in the post. What's up, Tom?
Oh, my gosh. Did I just hear J.R. Smith?
Hey, no. Man. Shooting.
No
shooting.
Way.
All right.
All right. So, Devon, listen. I want you to hear me out.
Okay. Here. I'm going to hear you out.
All right. Listen. All right. I love hearing you, man. I listened to you, I don't know, three out of, five nights?
Thank you.
All right. Simmons.
Uh-huh.
Love him. Love him. I would have drafted him the same way they did. All right. He's easy to defend. He shuts the team down. That's why Joel hangs out. Because he drags the defender out. Because
he won't shoot the elbow. He won't. And so if he drives, what's he got down there if our center is 7'3" down there? What's down there? His defender. So his defender is going to sag off. And that's what Boston did. They just sagged off. And when he drives, there's no room. He needs to learn to shoot. And if you don't want to shoot, you got to trade him. And I know it's a Philly thing to say, trade him. But it's true. I mean, it's unbelievably true. I know he does a triple-double, a double-double every night. But they're not going to win with a guy who has the ball in his hand 65% of the time. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, well,
who's not a threat to shoot?
Tom, I mean, this is going to be an ongoing thing, man. Thanks for the call. So sorry we got to go. It's going to be an ongoing thing with him until he takes his jumpers and start to show the defense that it's there and you have to respect at least the fact that he's shooting. Thanks to everyone out there for calling in tonight. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Thank you so much as always, man. Great job. And all the tweets as well. Sorry we didn't really get into it. We'll get into it a little more on Friday night when we do this at 6 o'clock. Again, Sixers win tonight, 131-109. 21st win of the season. Back at it on Saturday as they take on the Toronto Raptors at the center. I'll be back on Friday at 6 o'clock, Football Friday, leading into Houston Eagles as well. And then next night, of course, Sixers Raptors. So we'll talk about it all. Thanks so much again. Have a great night. I'm off tomorrow, so I'll catch up with you on Friday here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.